The Loop, A.D. Trosper. Carly jerked awake, her heart pounding from the nightmare she couldn't quite remember. Stretching, she rolled over and froze. This wasn't her bedroom. Or rather it was, but everything was different. From the wine-colored walls to the cherrywood dresser and even the floral print comforter on the bed. The two windows in the room resided in their proper places, although different curtains hung there, and the closet was the same. Where had those posters come from? And that shirt lying over the chair she had never seen before. She didn't own a shirt like that. Yet deep down, Carly knew this was her room, the same room she'd spent all 17 of her years in. The closed bedroom door caught her eye. Long, bloody scratches gouged the wood. She scrambled from the bed and crossed the room, peering at the marred door. Bits of human fingernails were caught in the grooves. The darkness from her nightmare crept over her, tightening her chest with a fear she couldn't identify. She closed her eyes, trying to shut out both the lingering feelings from her nightmare and the gruesome gouges that seemed to bring it back. Silenced, LaDonna Cole. The full moon hung shrouded in cloying mists, casting a dim spell onto the group gathered around a belching cauldron. Foul fumes and glopping pustules formed and burst, hovering on the surface of the potion. A crackled, wheezing voice rang above the chanting of the others. Blood and bone, pitch and stone, take this curse dredged and honed. Fly to heights of never known, and not the raven's moan. The crone choked out the spell, evil spewing from her lips with every syllable. The others began to sway in their dark robes. Dirty, cracked feet shuffled over the sacred mound as the circle undulated in rhythmic syncopation. Faster and faster they chanted as the smoke from the cauldron billowed to obscure the moon. One by one, lashed into a frenzy, they ripped tokens from their pouches and cast them into the cauldron. It steamed and hissed, burping and boiling. The chanting rose in volume and tempo, piercing the dark meadow with its evil seduction. The group gyrated and seized, then as one, flung their robes to the ground and danced naked through the mist and smoke, sealing the curse. It was done. The curse flashed like lightning, striking the potion and then shot through each participant, binding them together in an unholy alliance to silence the enemy. A dark shape bubbled from the cauldron, taking a smoky and partial form. It stepped out of the cauldron, then shot into the night to carry out the heinous mission. The House on the Hill, S. L. Wilson. The red brick house had once been a beacon of hope in the small coastal town, a sanctuary for forgotten babes. But now, the orphanage was an eyesore, a filthy ruin with rotting timbers and disheveled gardens. The two young boys surveyed the house with greedy anticipation. It stood high on the hill overlooking the town, beckoning the innocent like a colorful playset entices toddlers at the park. The setting sun disappeared behind the weather-worn turret, washing the stone in a deep orange glow. "Why don't they rip it down?" The younger of the two boys looked nervously up and down the street, his eyes wide as they settled on the gray slate roof. "My dad told me that no one dares go near it, not even to demolish it." "Yeah, right. Come on, Jack, it's just a house. Why is he so scared of a stupid old house?" "There are stories about this place. Dad said they don't like to talk about it,"